Hi everyone, this is Liz from MediaDev, and today I am joined by our head of market intelligence, Marnelli. Hi Marnelli.
Hello Liz, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing today?
Monday, you know, it's pretty busy. yeah, of course I have time for this.
Awesome. I'm really excited that you're making the time for this today. Our podcast interview topic is the importance of keeping your data clean. And I know this is a very, very important topic for lots of our listeners today. So I'm going to just dive right in and ask you the first question, which is, you know, when we say clean data, what do we mean exactly?
I think for me, when we say clean data, you know, we can equate it to quality data, meaning, you know, it's accurate, no irrelevant or incomplete information. It's also, I think it means that data is written or it was scanned and, you know, in the same manner or format or whatever tools you have that, you know, that where you store your data. I think that, you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me how many people have data kind of spread all over the place or lots of different Excel sheets and they're not in the same format, or they have so many of the same entries again and again, or they have, you know, like you said, incomplete or irrelevant.
Yeah.
Or out of date, you know, information, you know. And of course, in Europe with GDPR, it's so important that your information be opted in and not be outdated. So, you know, it's interesting, I think, when people are able to do an audit of the data that they have so that they can get a big, you know, full picture of what their data looks like in order for it to start being cleaned. So my next question is pretty similar. I mean, what is data harmonization and why is that important?
I think, you know, in layman's term, it is actually the, you know, the process of bringing together your data, you know, of different file formats, you know, from relevant varying sources and transforming it into one cohesive data set. So we know that, you know, some companies, they do have different platforms that they use. So I think data extracted from different platforms are, you know, written in different formats, so it's very hard to, you know, to gain insight from those types of data. So I think it is very important because it not only that, you know, it enhances the quality of data, it also, you know, lowers the amount of people, you know, the time they spent in data analysis. So I think that's very, you know, I mean, easier to get insight if data is harmonized, I would say.
Which is so critical today. Everyone's talking about getting insights into their data and how they can maximize the data in order to make faster business decisions. So, yeah, absolutely critical that data be in an easy to analyze format. So why are data processing procedures essential?
I think for the very obvious reasons. I mean, if I think information could be retrieved easily anytime when, you know, when data undergo processing. You know, as the company thrives, you know, the data continues to grow at you know, unprecedented rates. So I think if companies do not have a proper procedure in place, like how you know, how data is collected, how is it analyzed, filtered, sorted, and you know how they protect the data, I think it's very you know, it's very you know, tedious, and not only that, some data could be lost along the way, which is, you know, I mean, data breach, data loss is very I mean, it happens, you know, even to those companies who are very sophisticated. So, and we know that the consequences is not really, you know, I mean, I think any company would not want, you know, to be put in this kind of situations, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the legal consequences alone can be disastrous, but it also goes back to the integrity of the company and their image, and so many of other things are kind of, you know, extrapolated from that one idea in the first place. And, you know, a lot of companies who have had data breaches, you know, have their reputations destroyed and they're not trustworthy.
Exactly.
Lose business. So absolutely, I agree with you on those points. And it does come down to sometimes the fundamental, you know, more obvious points that you're talking about, you know, at the same time. But, you know, for sure, having procedures that are clear, you know, is the number one starting point. So
exactly, yeah.
So why is it important to keep data up to date and clean? I mean, we kind of already touched on this a little bit, but, you know, why is this such an important factor for companies today?
I think data is one of the biggest assets a company could have, you know, and it means that, you know, having quality data, it actually helps organizations, you know, to make informed decisions. I think it also increases companies, you know, negotiation power to secure a deal, because I think there's nothing more convincing or as persuasive as having a reliable data to back you up. I think, like in our case, you know, before we run a campaign or a project, it's actually one of our, I would say, I don't know, selling point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you pretty much do the business development thing. So I'm sure that, you know, you get what I mean. I think if we have data, we know what we're getting ourselves into. So, you know, the chance of a success or how we can position ourselves. So I think it would be easier during, you know, negotiations about how we can secure a project or a complaint. I hope I make myself clear.
Absolutely. I agree with you when it comes to us. And then even for some of our customers, you know, having data about a particular customer or their buying patterns or their habits. I mean, it all depends. It's like you said before, you know, we have so much more data now than we've ever had as a society. I mean, not just, you know, us, but, and what you do with that data is so critical. So, and making sure that it's up to date and clean can give you access to, you know, insights like you were talking about, you know, so that you can be in a better position to negotiate or to, you know, sign a deal or, you know, lots of other things. Yeah. So yeah, definitely agree with you on that, that point. It's crucial in my opinion.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take, you know, for a database to go outdated? Like how long does a data set, you know, stay up to date before it's no longer useful?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, that's a very tricky question, because I think it depends on what types of data is being collected and for what purpose. Let's say, for example, let's talk about if we are, you know, gathering data about economic, how do you call that, growth, like if we are trying to monitor prices or exchange rates. So I think that's very volatile. So it could change, like, you know, in a heartbeat. So, it also depends on, you know, for what purpose. Like, you know, in a statistic, they are saying that data collected for one purpose should not be used for another one. So I'm not really... it's very hard for me to answer this one. Like, let's say for us, we pretty much keep track of some companies. So, I mean, the company name itself, it may take longer to be updated, but the contact person that we have for that company, you know, I mean, people nowadays can change jobs very often. So that's why it's very hard, you know, for me to say, like, how long before, you know, data can be outdated. So again, it depends on the data that we are that companies are collecting and for what purposes are they being collected.
Sure. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I always say that, you know, data is a living and breathing organism and it is changing all the time. And it's like you said, it kind of depends on what data you're actually talking about. I mean, sometimes companies merge with other ones or they get acquired and the name does change, but you know, it's kind of not something that's happening every single day. Whereas people in companies, like you said, do change every day. And, you know, sometimes you do have to keep cleaning it, you know, week after week. It's not like, okay, now my data is clean and now I'm done, right? I mean, I kind of think of it like cleaning my house. Like, how great would that be if you could just clean your house once and then it was clean forever? Like, that would be awesome. But it totally doesn't happen. It's like you have to do it every single week. The dust, you know, accumulates and you have to keep doing it. And I think that's the same with the kind of typical, you know, marketing database, at least, you know, from that perspective. You know, I don't think that data lasts for more than a few months before there needs to be little, you know, updates here and there. It doesn't say that you have to throw the whole thing away and start over from scratch, but certainly, you know, regular outreach and when you do an emailing campaign and then you see that there are bounces, well, okay, then you know, well, this contact probably is not working there anymore if their email has bounced, so that should probably be cleaned and updated right away. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I could have read more. Yeah.
So what are some ways that your team builds new data sets? I mean, for those of you listening, of course, you know, Marnelli heads up the market intelligence team at MediaDev and has many, many people under her wing that are out there sourcing, you know, new data every day. So what are some ways that your team will go out and build a bit database from scratch?
To be honest, I don't think I can tell you that.
It's a confidential secrets, company secrets that you can't tell us today.
I think you know, we're using algorithm and, you know, as well as, you know, human intervention, because, you know, we cannot replace really humans. So we have a lot of, you know, data scientists, data miners who do it for us, I mean, from my team, obviously. So I think, how do you call that? So I don't know, I kind of like, I feel I'm at a loss of words to say here. But yeah, we use different tools. Like I said, we use an algorithm. And people who is more, we kind of like dedicate people.
So for you, what are some best practices when it comes to database management?
I think that's very, you know, how to say, not rocket science. So number one is, I think, being organized. I mean, it's of utmost importance, of course, when you handle a huge chunks of data every day. I mean, it's you know, it's paramount to be organized. And then I think too, having a standard format, you know, it helps a lot during data retrieval or, you know, extractions. So I would also say about having a metadata, so that, you know, the information that you stored can be easily discoverable for future use. Also, I think it's also important where you store and secure your data. And yeah, of course, data backup should be prevalent, you know, of course, if something happens. So I think that pretty much one of the some of the best practices that I can, you know, I can say or suggest to those people who are, you know, handling also a huge database, you know, in their day-to-day work.
Excellent. Yeah, those are some really, really good points. Of course, you know, making sure that your data is secure, stored in the right place, backed up, not accessible to anybody within the organization. I mean, you know, exactly. Obviously, yeah. That could be a disaster for certain companies if their data was just accessible to people that shouldn't be authorized to access it. So, excellent. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Marnelli, for taking the time today to talk to us about how to manage databases. And for those of you interested in learning lots of other great tips, advices, and best practices, you can check out our resource library at MediaDev.com for lots of other podcast interviews, videos, articles, and guides. So we'll check you again soon for another episode. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great day. Thanks, Marnelli.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye now.